Now, we just heard from Tony how electrically stimulating the gut might affect the mood and behaviour. But can this be done just by eating different foods as well? And we talk about, you know, good mood food and comfort eating. New research shows that the stomach-brain communications are complicated and it may involve billions of microbes that live in your stomach and in your guts. So to join us to tell us a bit more about them is Dr. Emeryn Mayer from the University of California. So first of all, tell us about these microbes. Where are they and what are they doing?
Well, I mean, the microbes are really present all over our body. It just happens to be that the highest concentration of them is in our gastrointestinal tract, with a gradient from the esophagus, stomach, small intestine to the colon, where we have the highest concentrations. The number of these microbes is staggering. It's up to 100 trillion of these microbes that live with us, which is about 10 times more microbial cells than we have human cells. And as I said, the majority of them lives in our large intestine.
And what are they doing there? Are they just helping us to digest our food, or are they doing other things too?
It's a difficult question. They certainly do help us digest our food and harvest metabolites that we would normally lose because we don't have the enzymes to break down certain aspects of foods, like all the fiber components of food. The bacteria, they thrive on those things that our human intestine cannot digest properly. So they harvest a certain percentage of the food that we take in and change it into metabolites that then our colon can absorb, and we can take advantage of these extra calories. So that's the simplest way to explain what they're doing. And that's probably the reason why they have been living with a host for millions of years. So you can even go back to grasshoppers, bees, and other primitive organisms that have their own gut microbiome.
And we sort of hear a lot about the gut microbiome nowadays. It's very trendy. It's very sexy, almost, if your gut bacteria can be sexy. But thinking about how they may have more roles in our overall health and perhaps in our mood as well, what do we know about that?
Their main function has to do with our metabolism and harvesting calories. So people have speculated, and this is clearly at this stage a speculation, that they have developed capabilities of hacking into our own communication systems that are very elaborate, that link our gastrointestinal tract with the brain and other organs, with the liver, with the immune system, and that they have developed this ability to hack into those human programs and modify them according to their own needs.
So our gut bacteria could basically be controlling us.
So some people have said, you know, we're basically just a vessel that for the microbes to move around and optimize their own survival and thriving. One example is that they may have the ability to hijack our dopamine system, the reward system that drives us to do a lot of things, our motivation, but particularly that plays a role in food intake, and that may be one of the reasons that they play a role in the obesity epidemic. There are studies that the microbes not only can contribute to obesity because of the mechanism of rescuing 10% of what we eat, what would normally not be absorbed, but also that they have the ability of changing the food preference and ingestive behavior. And one example is in a so-called knockout mouse, a genetically engineered mouse that lacks a certain receptor in the gut. That mouse is obese and it's characterized by having an increased food intake. So these mice are hyperphagic. They always want to eat. If you take the feces, the microbes in the large intestine, and transplant them into normal mice, these normal mice will now eat a lot more food. So somehow, we don't know the mechanism, but it points towards the possibility that they can really connect into some very profound systems within the brain.
I mean, as well as being a warning that you probably shouldn't eat poo from fat people, is this basically our gut microbes could be telling us what we like, what comforts us, what food we that makes us feel good? And could this explain why, for example, in people with sort of chronic gut conditions like IBS, could that be affecting their mood through their gut bacteria?
The experimental data in humans is very sparse, so we are forced to speculate. However, there's very intriguing observations in animal models that would suggest that. So, for example, give you another example, the weight loss after bariatric surgery, for example, that is pretty sudden.
It's stomach stapling, basically.
Various forms of stomach stapling and modifications. That initial substantial drop in food intake is related to a change in the food preferences. And we know that these gastric operations are associated with major changes in the gut microbiome. So again, an indirect but intriguing
It
speculation
certainly
that.
is. I'm afraid we have to leave it there. Thank you very much. That's Emma and Mayer from the University of California.
Closing this week's show, Hannah Critchlow has the question of the week.